Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And we're at the month of June 30th, so the year is basically half over or half full, either way, something like that. Another half to go. Maybe it's the better half. Anyway, so yeah, we got rid of the bottom half of the year. Now we have the top half, and everybody likes the top half, so that's good. That's where all the smiles come from. So let's clear the date here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a little more energy for the 30th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And we're in the year 2018, so June 30th, 2018. So release that from you, and let's energize, bring peace into your room with light beams on your monitor screen. I use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. And if you have a situation going on, something bugging you or anything like that, maybe it's just a little bug or a gnat or something, or mosquito will help you out. So here we go. Releasing whatever's doing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring Ann on. He'll go to the light ship about 15 minutes before the hour here. So Ann, are you ready to go?
I sure am, Ron. Good evening and welcome, everyone. Welcome, Ron. This is, of course, Ron Ametron speaking, and it's the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron said we'll be going to the lightship in a bit, which is really a wonderful treat. Think about one physical situation you'd like the light being doctors to work on for you tonight. And also, I already have some room requests that came in for tonight. And what that means is, if you'd like to experience the pure source energy of anything in nature, like an elephant or a giraffe or a waterfall, you can do that tonight. So send us an email with your request to clsquestions@bbsradio.com, or you can access the Weebly Fast Chat page that is on the BBS radio station page and send us a message that way. Also, you can send any questions you would like to or for Ron to answer, or testimonials about the healings, or questions about the healings. And also check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So I think that's all the announcements. We got one of Ron's beautiful emails that he sends out. And if you did not get an email this afternoon, you will want to sign up for Ron's mailing list, which you can do on his website. On the right-hand side, you just put your email in. And this one is about the upcoming calls for the month of July. So we'll talk a little bit about that as the show progresses. But do sign up for Ron's mailing list so you don't miss out on anything that he's doing, because Ron does wonderful live healing calls, and that's what you'll get these emails about. And one of those wonderful live healing calls was today. And I bet everyone who was on that call is feeling really wonderful. And we did get some testimonials, and we would love to hear from some more people about how they're feeling now. And, of course, ongoing during the week, I can say for myself, I feel very fantastic, but I know Ron did this before, and I think as we go forward, how we were changed from today will become more evident. So at any time when you start to notice things, Ron really appreciates hearing your receiving your testimonials. So Ron, do you want to share anything about today's call, how it went for you, and how things looked from your perspective or anything?
Well, I try not to look too closely because it's devastating to watch and look at. But everything went very well. We did 9 retrievals. there's no really easy way to say how long the spirits were captured. If I look at it, I could see some going back about 70,000 years. So it's not just something in this lifetime. It's what was stolen, you know, a long, long time ago. So we're reclaiming your pieces, bits and pieces of your spirit. So we got nine good replicas of you. So anyway, and you should start to feel it. If you're on the call, know that you'll probably be integrating more, you know, in the next few days or so. So I would feel, or could probably say in the next 5 days, your eyes should be pretty bright as your spirit comes more fully into your body and it actually gets integrated into you. It's already there, but it's going to find out where it needs to go to and communicate with your spirit that you had or have now with the new one. So it'll be integrating and probably do more so when you're sleeping. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, right. I had that feeling that we have more healing and energy to look forward to. That's terrific, Ron. I really felt it when you would say, now we're integrating. So I believe how you put it is you would find our spirits and then they would be in quarantine for a bit on the light ship, right, to get cleaned off and healed and then put into our bodies.
Yeah, that's right? Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So great. Thank you, Ron. Okay, so I'm going to move on then and read some of what people wrote in about today's call. Spirit in the Box testimony. Since Ron is a full light being, the calls are 100 times stronger, and I felt intense healing of my spirit today. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you for writing that in. And hold on, we have quite a few here, so I'm going to keep going. Okay, Spirit in the Box feels so relaxed and peaceful, a feeling of well-being.
That's good.
Yeah. And here's another one. Spirit retrieval call was great. I was feeling a little worried as I just lost my job, but the powerful energy I got from this call was very helpful. I feel much stronger and more at peace about getting another job. My life in general has improved so much in the past year of doing lightship healings and listening to Ron. I am so glad I found the Creation Lightship website. Thank you, Ron. You are truly a great healer.
Thank you.
And the next one. I'm not sure what this S, it looks like SIB delivers again, so I'm not sure what the listener means by that. Home run call. The first one was deep and profound. This one is deep and peaceful, like a calm lake. So I believe he sent that email in while the call was going on. And was noting how he felt differently between different boxes that you were going into. Okay. Oh, Spirit in the Box is what it means. I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't get that. So it's the Spirit in the Box call. Thank you. And someone else wrote, Spirit in the Box healing today. Thank you. Feel relief. Well, that's the goal, right? That's the ticket that we all want to feel. So thank you. Here's another. Spirit in the Box. Oh, this is, okay. Spirit in the Box, number 9. Very sad. Now sensing what trauma my spirit has been through. I want to nurture my spirit and give it a big hug and welcome home. Okay, that's. Do you want to talk about that, Ron?
Yeah. That's part of it, you know. If you're able to sense or see, you know, what your spirit look like, it's, you know, it's not necessarily good to look too close, because it is, you know, very devastating to you. But it's going to get fixed, and probably already is, so everything is good. But yeah,
right, you know, now there's essentially nothing to see anymore, right? Because we've been cleared off, and you know, nothing's going to come into our bodies.
Yeah, that trauma you're not going to re-experience, you know.
Right.
So all
right.
That's being taken away. Yep. So back
okay.
to you.
Okay. And here's another email, and this actually was sent during the call. Hi, Ron. I am currently on the Spirit in the Box call. My body is feeling very heavy. It is a relaxed, sedated feeling. My surroundings do not bother me. I just showered with Lightship activated water. That was very needed. Now we are getting Spirit number 8 out of the box. It is coming in strong. I feel heaviness again. I feel sadness. There has been so much suffering for so long. Thank you, Ron, for the best possible outcome of a tough situation.
Yeah, so you will feel heavy as your spirit comes into you, because it does have physical weight to it. So you will feel a little heavier. So back to you.
Yes, you have said that before, Ron, and it's a good feeling. I think that a lot of healers, you know, used to say, people that went to other types of healers and stuff, oh, you'll be lighter, and really that when our spirit's more in our body, we actually feel a slight heaviness. So, and then sometimes it's true, you do feel lighter because you get densities off of you, but I know what he means by that today. So, okay. The spirit retrieval call also has an effect on shoulders and posture. I'm straightening up. Thank you, Ron.
Great.
Yeah, that's really great. Okay, and then another one. Spirit in the box, feeling great. I have a smile on my face, and it's stuck on happy. Eyes brighter. Movement in my body. Tend to want to breathe more as spirit is being integrated in. Feeling calm and peaceful. In gratitude. So
great.
This person already noticed their eyes getting brighter, Ron, just as you talked about. So that's great. Here's another one, the spirit in the box call. In the beginning, thought I would sleep through the entire call, but now very alert. A good feeling. Thank you. If you did fall asleep, that doesn't matter. That never matters on Ron's calls. You receive all the energy. I mean, you receive the energy even if you're absentee. And I just wanted to thank you also, Ron, for the that's such a wonderful extra gift you give us on these live healing calls, that we can take a bath or a shower and have the water activated as Creation Lightship healing water. And also you suggest if we want to do a foot bath and just soak our feet. That is so nice. So thank you for that. Okay. Here's another one. Spirit in the box. Hi. I felt such joy, amazing joy, from I think it was the spirits you helped. I thank you from me and those spirits.
You're welcome.
Okay. The spirit in the box. Feel the integration into my body. Just wonderful. smelling gardenias and find I have no thoughts. So good. Thank you. I'm not sure I know what gardenias smell like. I think I'll put that on our list of for a room to visit tonight. And then we can all smell gardenias, okay, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. Loving the powerful energy infusion coming to me. Feel stronger and more confident. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what you feel is more confidence, yes. Uh-huh. And also have more awareness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Spirit in the box equals 100% success. Wow. Could feel the spirit return and fill my body with a peace I have never felt. The extra spirit fills me with hope for a better now. Thanks, Ron.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Keep going here. Here we go. Spirit in the box. When Ron started the call, right at opening the first box, a wave of emotion came over me, and I cried. Whoa, I knew why. Thank you for helping us.
You're welcome.
Okay, spirit call today. I felt very comforted and uplifted by all the spirit releases today. After the first release, I actually saw the rows and rows of boxes that were containing all the spirits. It was a little disturbing. I was grateful to Creation Lightship for facilitating the release. Midway through the call, I was able to listen to some of the call at a beautiful waterfall in a natural setting, and it was a very special experience. Just wanted to share, and thanks so much.
Great.
Okay. Okay, Spirit in the Box call. Good evening, all. So amazing. First of all, Ron gave everyone a chance to join the time-traveling soldiers, and I took this opportunity to change from being with the Americans over to being a Viking today. It felt right. As the call commenced, I thought it would be especially great that these newfound pieces of my spirit be met with Viking energy. Wow. I was so calm and peaceful through the entire call and feeling genuinely happy, too. I had thought that I hadn't felt quite this normal in some time. Nothing is out of place. All is well. I guess I was super peaceful because the time flew by, and afterwards I am brimming with energy. Thank you, Ron. You're the best.
Okay, thank you.
So I found that the call went by very fast today as well. That was surprising to me. It felt like we were on with you for 15 minutes, but it was actually three hours. Someone wrote to me, gardenias, they're beautiful, heady, and floral. You would know them if you smelled them. Okay, well, thank you. And I still think it will be fun to go into the gardenia room tonight. Okay. I'm just trying to just read all the ones about today first, and then we'll go on to other questions. The Spirit in the Box call, Ron, colors were noticeably brighter. all the pain and discomfort in my body is gone. Really strong energy, feel really charged up. Thank you, thank you.
Good, great.
That's really great. And, okay, all right, so again, please send requests for rooms you would like to visit tonight on the Lightship. And also, you know, please continue to send in your testimonials because I know Ron really likes to receive those. Oh, here's one more I forgot. Oh, no, that's not it. There's one more about the call today. See if I can find it. There it is. Nope. Someone said, I'm going to paraphrase because I can't find it, but thank you so much for getting our spirits back in our bodies. Can you now retrieve some hair out of the boxes? Because mine has gone missing. Would you consider that, Ron, a hair retrieval?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, here's another one, Spirit in the Box. I went to the park during the call. I experienced so much peace. I had a condition with my hip during the call, and then I felt completely healed. The spirit was very heavy in my body. I had little trouble getting up from my seat after the call. So that's great. I guess a couple of people went outside to listen to the call, Ron. I think that's very nice to be in nature and experience the energy.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so let me just move on now to some questions.
I would just, you could possibly ask the new parts of your spirit or, you know, as you're integrated and you're all one, you could maybe request that your spirit go to maybe a certain body location that you're having difficulties with to help it with the healing process. So remember, your spirit, what you had, before the call, is kind of scrambling all over your body, we'll say, to go to different locations. Now that you have more of you, maybe you could ask to have that extra part of you, or parts of you, right now it's probably still integrating. That's why I'm talking this way. We'll just say we're talking a week from now. So you can say, okay, you know, I got more spirit in my body, and can you now, you know, concentrate on my left elbow because it hurts, or something like that, or my ribs feel, you know, a little painful, or I got a stiff lower back muscle or something. So could you please go there and, you know, if you do some clearings and request that your spirit go to that location also. So just another way of looking at it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you. And maybe if people try that, they could let Ron know if they notice a difference. And, you know, you've always said command your spirit to go into certain spots that are ailing you, and you know, why not try this now? So I know we don't want to know any details about what you found and, you know, what our spirits, you know, looked like today before you retrieved them. But are they, is it like a shadow of us? Like, does it kind of look like our whole body, like we've been layered off? Or is it body parts that came back to us? Or both?
Well, kind of all of that.
Okay.
Your spirit looks like you upon your death, okay? So whatever you have or what you have missing, maybe you, let's just say that when you're younger, you had your tonsils taken out. And so when you die, you're going to have no tonsils. Because your spirit mimics you. So let's just kind of keep it very simple. Now, you're looking at spirits that have been there for, you know, tens of thousands of years. And so whatever the body looked like at that time is how your spirit is going to look. So if you happen to maybe get killed, wearing armor or something and a sword went through you, you would probably, have the energy of the sword still with you in your spirit as, you know, the body died. So we had to collect all of that and renew it. There are other aspects where the spirit was on the alien buffet table and maybe only a hand was left or bits and pieces, you know. So that's another way of looking at it. That's where it gets kind of traumatic. Now, if I were to zero in closer, zoom in to see these, I kept my distance this time because it is upsetting. But anyway, so the spirit was taken out of the box, whatever was in there, and jump-started, we'll say, and then recreated because the spirit has a blueprint, and the blueprint in quarantine was recreated so that your spirit was whole, even if you had, you know, your head chopped off and it wasn't there, or, you know, you had a missing arm from battles and, you know, something like that. It was brought into you here completely whole and renewed without any trauma and drama, and it's just coming into you because it's a part of you. And it knows your other part of your spirit that's with you. So it's like a reunion now. So back to you.
Oh, that's terrific, Ron. And you did mention, well, of course, the special forces did come up on the call today. But was there any sort of tracking down of the aliens that did this to us? Or it was just a matter of finding us and we're kind of just shelved somewhere?
Yeah, just finding you. I didn't perceive too much opposition. If there was, I didn't see it, and the Vikings took care of it.
Oh, I see. Wow, that's so interesting.
I think the first call that I did, I was actually battling the aliens because, you know, this is their precious stockpile, for the food chain and to do stuff with because it has light. Even though it's, not living, it's still glowing inside of that box. So back to you.
All right. Wow. That's really interesting, Ron, and we don't want the gory details, but it's nice to know a little bit about what's going on, so thank you. Okay, I'm going to move on to, we've gotten a few more room requests, so thank you very much for that, people that wrote in. And I have a couple of questions here, Ron, on other subjects. I heard someone talking about something negative, and later I felt my spirit come back to me. And I also heard a voice say, "You got onto timelines. Was this my spirit? Isn't the spirit in for the ride and in non-judgment? Could that have been an entity?"
Yeah, it could have been an entity. Your spirit may not communicate that way, but it could, but it's a non-judgment. So it's a really fine line there. Maybe it was the mind of the body communicating with you. You know, it's going, "Oh no, I got more of a load coming. Don't do this to me." So I would say it could be the mind of the body communicating. Regardless, it's still parts of you, okay? So yeah, you know, when you hear something or hear people talking about something that, you know, you're maybe, you know, having lunch with somebody or overhear something or somebody's talking about something, you know, does it pertain to you and does it pertain to them, or are they just talking because they want to talk? You know, so you have to really look at it. You know, you don't want to engage in anything, really, because then you're on those timelines. You don't know how deep and far they go. So you want to not, you know, communicate out loud, especially because you're bringing that strongest energy to you from that timeline. And then, you know, you're hooked up, they're hooked up, everybody else is hooked up, and now you're having that whole experience from everybody with different vantage points on the timeline, because it may relate to somebody more than you if you're at a table and somebody's talking and somebody's really relating to it because they're astral traveling or whatever, going out to look at it or something, and now they're really hooked up and they bring all that energy back to you because that's the way it works. So that's why a lot of people just are very peaceful. And the more you go out and look at stuff, maybe the more you go on the internet to do your surfing, looking for different things, you know, you may get hooked up to something that you don't know, even know what it is, and you wonder why you're feeling ill or sick or something in the next few days. Why your thoughts are not consistent or clear to you is because, you know, they got you. So that's, and I'm sure people out there understand. So that's, I guess, good enough for everybody. So just stay peaceful and enjoy the peace being on the new earth, because you're not going to be in peace doing all that other stuff, you know, investigating, looking for something or talking about something because you saw something. You're now on, you know, a timeline which doesn't exist on the new earth. So you want to get back to the new earth. That's your goal, is to always get back to the new earth. So that's where peace is, and there's no thoughts there. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, right. Thank you so much, Ron. I know we talked a little about that last night, but I don't think we can all, you know, hear that enough, so I appreciate you going over that again. So we have a question here about the call today. How many boxes are there still out there to retrieve?
Lots. Is that good enough?
Okay, yeah, I had a feeling you wouldn't be able to answer that exactly, but that's a good answer, an unfortunate one, but a good one.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing this call. I'm just looking at it, doing it quarterly. So maybe we could plan something, September, I guess. And then since we're in the 6th month, that's the 9th month, and then the 12th month, and do a Spirit in the Box call every quarter.
Because it's really going to help
everybody.
I'm pretty sure the whole audience just said yes with me, Ron.
We may even have
people listening who didn't get on the call today or just tuned in. So they'll have the chance then to experience it. And, that's really wonderful.
Yeah, sort of like, you know, you're in your little rowboat, we'll say, or canoe or something, you know, or whatever. And each time you have, this I think was my 3rd time doing this here. But each time, you know, you're on the call, it's like having, you know, you're getting, you know, extra paddles or a larger roll, what do you call it, an oar, you know, mm-hmm. so that you're able to navigate your life better because you have more spirit energy and you're able to stay in the now more because your spirit only knows the now. If you had all of your spirit in your body, you know, you wouldn't know anything about timelines because you're in the now. So to stay in the now, you need to have more spirit energy. And that could be why people are kind of struggling sometimes with the mind a heart drop, which is a very simple thing to do, but maybe they can't hold it well enough. And I believe with more spirit energy, you could hold that time longer. So I think we should do this every quarter. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, that's wonderful. So we'll all keep that in mind and sort of remind you in August when you're setting up your September calls that we'll do another Spirit in the Box. I guess it's up there in value and importance with the organ restoration, which handles our physical body so nicely and helps our physical body, and then nothing more important than having our spirit with us. So I think everybody appreciates that a lot. Okay, here's a really interesting question.
Okay.
I am wondering if the mind-heart drop has an extra benefit of strengthening our physical heart.
Well, I would say yes, but it'll not only your physical heart, but your whole body. Remember, when you do the mind-heart drop, it should take away all of your stress. Well, I won't say all. I can't use the word all. But when you're in the present moment, then everything that's on timelines should start to dissipate and drop away from you, or at least get out of your energy field, okay? Let's just put it that way. And then when you get back into the old earth, then those timelines are going up. There they are again. They showed up, and they get stuck on you again, you know? So, yes, and I would say definitely if you have a situation happening, you know, and I'm sure people have done this, do the mind a heart drop, and instantly you have spirit communication with you, whatever that would be, and you're at peace. A lot of the stuff can drop away from you because you're in the present moment. So back to you. And, yeah, you could have additional healings, we'll say, beyond your comprehension.
That's great, Ron. Thank you, and thank you, listener, for asking that question. Okay, we have a question now, Ron, about grid lines, which is a whole life clearing Ron offers on the website. And this is an interesting question. Does money have to do with grid lines? Like, if you want to travel, but you don't have enough money, can you put money in the description box on the grid line clearing? Thank you.
Boy. I'm sure there are grid lines that would connect to money. Remember, most of the large buildings, the governments, et cetera, pyramids, whatever, are connected to the grid lines, and they're all hooked together typically. So I wish that could probably be correct. I don't know how you would tap into it, though, you know. You know, I would say that would be correct. But, I can't see how you would choose to connect to a grid line where money could flow to you. It's not like a water pipe that you can, you know, open the faucet and get money coming out. But it could bring energy to you from the ground radiating up that could maybe show you how it feels to have money, because that energy would be there. But I don't know how, like I said, how you would use it, okay? I'm sure if you went into a bank and they actually had some money there, you know, in their vault or whatever, then, you know, you could probably feel the energy of the money. And that would be on a grid line, typically. So anyway, it's a little hard question to answer. Since you're talking about money, if you need money, then you got to become money. You need to be that same energy. So you would want to maybe do the psychic billboard clearing to get that energy back into your life. You could, you know, like I say, you know, if you're able to get $1,000, 10 $100 bills and get like a little money belt or something to put around your waist or someplace on your body, then you can get rid of the different fears of losing it. You know, so you have a fear of losing the money, spending it or having it stolen, and hang on to that money belt and have it with you maybe for a month or so, and clear the money maybe each day or at least weekly that's around you on the website, and get all the energy off on it. You might even be able to wash it possibly. I can't recommend that, but some people do wash money, and you want it to be cleared so that there's no negativity on it, because money is going to be full of negativity because somebody may not want to spend that money. You know, you go to the store and you go to the checkout counter and you can watch people and they're buying something and the lady says, well, it's $88.75. And they go, the person goes, oh gee, you know. So they don't have a credit card. Now they got to dig into their purse or wallet and start pulling out this money that they really don't want to spend, but they have to. And, you know, maybe they only had $90 and they thought they were going to be spending $65 and they're planning to go to the show that night. And so now that money has this negative, you know, situation on it because they have to give it all away to get something else that they want besides going to the show. So right away it's tainted with negativity and they're upset because they can't go to the show. Now you come along and the lady, the man gives you, the clerk gives you maybe $40 back in change that the lady just gave to that person. Okay? And so this hypothetically, you know, you bought something for $8 and you gave them a $50 bill, and naturally they're going to give you two 20s, right? And a couple ones or something. And all of a sudden now you got that negativity from the person in front of you right in your hand. So anyway, you want to clean the money off and, you know, make sure that it doesn't contaminate you. Going a little sideways here, but you may understand what I'm talking about. You don't want to have anything negative with you. So, are we getting close for the light ship?
It is time, Ron. We're a little past, actually. So, anytime you're ready.
Okay, so this only works live on the show tonight. And it works on every Saturday night show. You have to be live to go to the light ship. If not, you're going to feel peace energy on an archive. So here we go, going up. And bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you could read off the room request for me, Ann. That'd be great. We'll go to those locations.
All righty. The first one is for elm trees.
Elm trees. Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
The hummingbird room.
Okay, here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do request one particular healing that you'd like to have. And you may want to request it out loud maybe every 15 seconds. Okay, next room.
The gardenia room.
Gardenias, okay. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Very nice. The butterfly room.
Okay, so they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you can ride them also if you wish to. Some very large ones and little ones too.
Oh, that's fun. Thank you, Ron. The pink salt mineral cave for respiratory function.
Okay, here we go. So pink salt caves, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there we go.
Waterfalls.
Waterfalls, okay. So different color waterfalls, your choice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. These are used to detoxify your body. Okay?
The kangaroo room.
Okay, here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And these are the doctors coming to you in these particular life form. Okay?
Wonderful. The daffodil room.
Here they come. Stronger. Yep, stronger, 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 and stronger.
The spice room, like clove, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
Okay, different spices here. So 1, your choice also. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
The rose room. We're getting a lot of flowers tonight.
Okay, so stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I want to go into the room with oxygen. And this oxygen will go to your muscles. So here we go. So I'll count to 100 to help you out with that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, and next room?
The floating magnet room.
Okay, this helps to release your pain, and they go through your body and release pain from you. So if you have pain in your body, you may want to, if it's only in one location, maybe place your hand there. And here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And maybe two more rooms and we'll come back.
Okay, the centrifuge room.
This is used to release stubborn energies here. Here we go. It'd be stuff like you need to do the 7th generational clearing on because they just won't get released from you. They want to hang on. So here we go. Think of, your condition. So going into this room, I'll use the word stronger as the room spins. It's all silver. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room, we'll do one more here.
The centrifuge room.
Yep, we just did that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, the elephant room.
Elephants, here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll come back from the light shift, everybody. Remember, you're bilocated, so we're coming back down, and you're getting your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants to join you. Coming down, I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now you're here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, wow, Ron. That was really relaxing and wonderful. Thank you so much for doing all that extra healing up there. Also, I just want to reiterate something you said. If you have a condition, Ron has a lot of healings on his website, again, creationlightship.com. And oftentimes there's a healing for something specific. Because there are a lot of healings on there, so you can start by looking that up. But if it's not on there, there is a healing called the special healing, which we talked a little bit about last night, and that's for conditions or something you've been diagnosed with that's not on the website. So that's really good, and it has a 7th generation, as Ron said. That's what made me want to just talk about that, and almost all the healings have a 7th generation component to them. So,
and also the special call is like maybe you broke your finger or arm or something, or you had something going on, that's physical. and you want to get some relief instantly and some help, that clearing can help you. I also have free on the website, if you do have something that happens that quickly, the emergency clearing. So you could use that also, but you know, that'll help you out instantly. But the other one is a whole lifetime clearing, where it starts taking away stuff that very possibly caused your problem because it was accumulative throughout the years of your life, and then all of a sudden it's on your plate, and voila, you got it. So back to you.
Okay, and wow, this call is going by so fast, so I don't want to let this pass. There is no live healing call tomorrow, but for the month of July, the next live healing call will be Saturday, July 7th. That is the Ascension Preparation Call. It lasts for 3 hours, and we'll talk more about it as we get closer, but you might want to think about signing up for even this whole month of calls, which you can do on Ron's website. So the July 7th is the Ascension Preparation Call on a Saturday. The Saturday calls all always start at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then the dates for July are the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd for the Sunday calls. And then Ron is doing another special live healing call on July 14th, and that's going to be clone skin particle removal healing call. And he's going to do one more in the month of July that hasn't been announced yet, but it'll be more towards the end of the month. So again, check Ron's website, creationlightshift.com, and while you're there, sign up to get his email notifications, and you'll very rarely get these very beautiful, informative websites emails about the special healing calls. Okay, Ron, I'm going to go back to our messages now. Someone sent in Mind of the Body. Thanks, Ron, for letting us know that the mind of the body is trying to get our attention and remind us to stay away from timelines. My mind of the body keeps hollering at me, "It's none of your business." This really keeps me from getting into meaningless conversations. Must stay on the new earth.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, and several people have written in to thank you and affirm for you, Ron, that they would love you to do more Spirit in the Box calls like you did today. I vote for quarterly. Thank you. And someone else wrote, yes to quarterly call. That would be wonderful for the Spirit in the Box call. Would definitely be interested and set aside the time for that event.
Well, I guess we'll do that then, so we'll plan it.
Yeah, and someone sent me a lovely photograph of a gardenia. Thank you very much. I'll send that to you too, Ron. Do you know what a gardenia looks like?
I think so, but nice to see it.
Yeah, it's very nice. Okay.
Is there a bee on it by chance?
There is not a bee on it, but it's beautiful. It's similar to a rose. And I now that I'm looking at it, I think I have seen them. I know I have seen them. And they have beautifully rich, dark green leaves. So they're beautiful all the time, even if they're not in bloom. Oh, and I, let's see how much time we have left here. Okay, I just wanted to mention something about the person that wrote in about the grid line clearings, Ron. What if that person wrote in something, right, if there's a situation of a lack of money or income or flow in some way, what about putting the opposite in, like, taking away poverty consciousness from the grid line? Because I was thinking, what if you live in a place where, you know, some people are, I don't know, just angry about their finances, or there's a, you know, poverty consciousness in a certain area. Do you think that would help?
Yeah, that probably would, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Remember, but just given the present moment, it doesn't exist any longer. So when you're in the present moment, there's no lack of anything, because you're not dealing with timelines, bringing in situations.
Right.
Or that consciousness, you see.
Okay, very interesting. Yeah. Okay, I see. Well, thank you. Okay, let's see.
I guess is it another question, or should we do the mind to heart drop?
We have, oh no, that's the one I read already. Let's see. Oh, I think here's one I didn't read, about the spirit in the box call. Ron, the colors were noticeably brighter. All the pain and discomfort in my body is gone. Really strong energy. Feel really charged up. Thank you, thank you.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So you need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So here we go. Doing that to facilitate the action of what you're accomplishing here. So having your spirit do this for you. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you. And thank you, listeners, and thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone.